Welcome back to the Beetlejuice podcast, where we talk about Beatles, juice, and everything in between. Or is this the wrong podcast? No. Wrong podcast?
Hey, we're back.
At least the studio audience got something good out of that.
Yeah, but we will be talking about something related to Beetlejuice, whether it's not the...
The industry will call it a callback.
Yeah.
It will be a callback.
But it's not.
It's not what you think.
It's not what you think.
It isn't anything what you think.
Yeah.
Anyway, so when we first branded PCP as the politically correct podcast, we used to be very vocal about being like, we're not going to get political. We're not going to get political. Because I'm sure you've heard at least one politically charged podcast, but I don't think you've heard this one. And Ricky, I haven't showed him this clip yet. This is from a podcast called Woke as Fuck Daily.
Okay.
And good Lord, it doesn't matter what side it's on. It's just the way that this is the reason we don't do politics.
Right. I can't wait. That people who.
All right, ready?
Yep, here we go.
Had y'all motherfuckers shown up in mass instead of talking about the fact that you didn't like Hillary Clinton, you don't like her voice, you didn't like her pantsuit, you don't like her hair, you don't like this, you don't like that, you don't trust her. Had people actually shown up in mass when she fucking warned us about what was coming, if in fact Donald Trump got into the goddamn White House, we wouldn't fucking be here right now.
Oh my.
So there is a responsibility that the 53% of white women who voted for Donald Trump fucking bear.
Wow.
There's a responsibility that people who decided to stay home or throw their fucking vote away with voting for Jill Stein fucking bear. We wouldn't be here right now. So don't talk to me about, she was a flawed candidate. Get the fuck out of here with that line of thinking. Moving forward, I want to hear none of it. Because there is no one more flawed, more corrupt, more criminal, more despicable, more disgusting than the Trumps.
Okay.
Someone sounds a little triggered.
Dude,
someone sounds a little upset.
That was ridiculous. That's so much pent up like anger. Like,
why are you so mad?
Hey,
just chill.
Yeah. I tell people that all the time. Chill. I'm like, why don't you just like chill out for 2 seconds before you say something? Because that's like she didn't even think. She doesn't even care what she's saying.
Oh,
right,
she doesn't
there.
Give a shit anymore.
She does not care. And that's just like, if you just took like 30 seconds just to breathe and just think about stuff.
Let's do that now. It's just.
There it is. Breathing.
Chill. But yeah, we could have been that podcast, guys.
No, I would never want to be that podcast.
But it's just. I mean, to each their own. I'm not going to tell anybody what they can and can't say, but that was doing something like that is a great way to whittle down your friendship list very quickly. People don't want to hang out with people like
that. Gosh, dude, could you imagine? Like, I bet she talks like that all the time.
Oh, God. It's
just
probably so
constantly
annoying.
Yelling.
Yeah.
Just in your ear. You have to wear like.
The motherfucking traps.
You have to put in like, those earbuds that people wear at concerts because they get too loud.
Yeah. Like that they put them on babies, like hunting your
head. Yeah. Or like they do that in NASCAR too. Like if you're like sitting in the stands, like because the cars are so loud, they give you like little earbuds.
Yeah.
You're going to need like three pairs of those.
You're going to need a lot of that. Or it could just be like, that's a situation where I would really want the Adam Sandler universal remote.
Also,
just mute.
Also, if you're that emotionally like not. Like, you can't control your emotions like that, then no one's going to take you seriously, and more than half the stuff that's coming out of your mouth is going to be emotion-driven and not fact-driven.
Oh, 100%.
And when it's not fact-driven, then no one takes you seriously.
I'm going to look up her podcast. The Woke as Fuck podcast.
Dude, that's so bad. It's so bad. Why?
There's a lot of podcasts called Woke AF.
Really? I'm not surprised. It's 2020. That's like a Like woke AF.
Being
that's like,
woke is like a personality trait at this point. Remember when being woke was like when you would look at a meme and there were like three levels to the meme, and if you understood it, you were woke. Like that's what woke meant.
Yeah.
Now it's like completely just distorted into something just crazy.
Yeah.
Now it's just, it's insane. Like if you're called woke now, it's kind of like a derogatory term. Oh my God. At least depending on which perspective you're coming from.
True. Dude, I've heard that like used in political statements by political people.
The word
it's like,
woke.
It's like, yeah, being woke.
We're gonna be woke. And
it's like, this does not fit well. It's just stop trying. It's like older people that try to use like certain terminologies that young people use. It's like, dude, you just look like a creep using it.
Hey guys, how's the Fortnite going? Yeah, that reminds me, over the break, we had some family visiting in town, and my mother's brother's kids, so my cousins were there, and they're 11 and 13.
Okay.
And I had not been around 11-year-olds or 13-year-olds in a long time, ever since probably I was 11 or 13. Yeah. And so I was like, guys, you got to give me the most boomer thing I've ever said. I was like, tell me what's cool to you guys. Like, what do people your age like?
Instagram.
I said, is Fortnite cool? And they just started laughing.
Why?
They're like, Fortnite's for kids. I was like,
what?
Wow. At 11 and 13.
What are they into then?
They were like, they're super into like YouTubers and influencers.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
The girl is 11 and she like threw a basketball and yelled yeet. She threw it.
What?
It's like yeet is like very much in their vocabulary.
Yeet?
Yeah.
Yeeting
like,
something?
Yeah, she was like, I just yeeted him across the wall. I was like, oh, whoa, man. I thought we were the only people that used that.
Yeeting him across the wall. I would like to go back in time where that wasn't invented.
Wasn't a thing. But
it wasn't a thing.
I mean, they're cool. I just thought it was funny. Like, I asked, oh, you know what I did ask them? I asked them how like real the worry was about people juuling and vaping in middle school and stuff. And they're like, oh yeah, it like is a thing for
like,
sure.
Like middle schoolers juuling and stuff?
Yeah, they said it doesn't happen at their school. They go to a private school and they're like, at the private school, it doesn't happen very much. Yeah. But at the public school, it's like, they got juuls on deck.
What in the world?
Yeah, so...
Dude, kids are still doing that. So bad too, because it's like at that age,
your brain is still forming.
Yeah, your brain is still, your body is still developing.
Yeah.
Like your lungs are still developing.
Everything. Especially your lungs. And let's just take a knife and just stab it right in there.
Dude, man. And it's like, and I'm sure like being that young, you really don't give like
a shit, or not that you don't give a shit, you just don't know.
Yeah.
You have no clue.
Yeah.
Like you got to be at least. It's an interesting concept of what the age limit should be for something like that.
Dude, that's so bad. Well, now it's in...
It's 21
It's 21
now.
Here.
Yeah, so you can vote at 18.
Or 21 everywhere, right?
And just tobacco and cigarettes,
tobacco.
Too.
Yeah.
So you have to... Let's get this straight. You have to be able to be... To be able to vote and enlist in the military, you have to be 18. But to drink and buy cigarettes and buy a Juul or whatever, you have to be 21. But if you want to drive, you got to be 16. Just fucking make it 18 across the board. Just across the board. Everything that you think is what you want to do, 18, boom. Do whatever you want.
I think that 21, like, because in my opinion, I just don't really... I get the tobacco thing. 21, like, okay, whatever. Like,
yeah.
I don't really care about that. I may be saying that because I'm older than 21. But
yeah,
I don't know. In alcohol, I think that 18 is relatively okay.
Well, I mean, when our dads were growing up, it was 18.
Yeah.
Like when my dad was in college, he told me like, yeah, it was 18.
Yeah.
The day you turned 18, he's like, I went and bought a 6-pack or whatever.
Yeah.
And my mom was like the president of her sorority and said that they threw keggers.
Oh, wow.
At 18. And we're like,
at 18?
And had no problem buying kegs.
Oh my God.
At 18.
Dude.
Whereas now it's like completely unheard of.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like the things have just changed so much, but I think it's just too confusing. Why is everything so different for whatever it is? 'Cause like, what is it for legal states for marijuana? It's also 21.
Yeah.
So either make it 18 or 21.
Yeah.
So, because the one argument I have is like, it's a very common thing in the military that people smoke cigarettes. And we know people in the military that like chain smoke.
Yeah.
If they were 18 and they enlisted, what? That's so whack. If they come back, they can't go buy a pack of cigarettes after serving our country.
Dude, I mean, like, there's a lot of factors that play into it. I understand like the whole like health concerns of like younger people, but at the same time, I feel like, okay, like if you're 18, like you sort of, or you're basically like almost in a, like you're basically a grown person.
You're at the age.
You I think that you should, you'd have the right to, you know, do whatever you want.
Okay.
But
except smoke cigarettes.
I see that as just, it's just a barrier so that younger people like can't get them from people that are still.
Yeah, because then it's
influenced
like,
by those people that are younger than him.
Yeah, because they're going to be people when they turn 18. Because when I remember when I was 18, a lot of my friends weren't my age. Because, like I had, you got 16, 17-year-old friends. So, you're going to like buy booze for them,
so
obviously.
So when you turn 21, it's like you're not hanging out with people that are 17 years old.
That's true. That's very true.
Or like 16.
Yeah, but we went to our fair share of parties in college where the freshmen are 17, 18 years old and whoever's throwing the party is providing alcohol to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's just a risk that you run.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's a good debate question.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know what we should do? We should just turn this into a Rogan style thing and just bring some expert on about like... youth alcoholics and just ask them questions.
Anyways, welcome back, guys.
Anyways, welcome back. That was good.
Episode
was good
41.
First episode of 2020.
First episode of 2020 and the new decade. And I'm sorry if you are still not on top of your New Year's resolutions.
Oh, I thought those were over already.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the third week of January. Those have been long gone.
Oh, you think they're long gone?
Gyms have cleared out by now.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Gyms are empty.
Oh, geez, dude. The first week, bad.
Was it bad for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
it was
like
bad.
Did you see what time I went? Was anything notable happen during those time period?
I mean, nothing really. All the treadmills were filled and
with fat people or like skinny people?
I mean, just a range of people. I mean, I don't have a problem with people showing up to the gym and they're trying to like lose weight for the year and everything. But don't be the person that shows up for a week, crowds the gym, and then leaves. I don't care if you go in there and you don't know what you're doing and you do that for a whole year. Congrats. You're learning. You're doing your thing.
Yeah.
But if you're going to make excuses why you didn't show up the second week, I don't care.
Either go or don't.
Like it's very annoying.
Go ahead.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions that you've been following?
I was gonna say this entire year I haven't been to the gym once, so that's a kind of a record for
me. Oh
yeah, well, okay, well, I'm in between apartments right now, so very in between apartments, to the point where I've technically been living out of a bag for going on a month now. Yeah, about a month.
Just living out of a suitcase.
Five outfits, few pairs of undies, doing a lot of laundry.
Where's the rest of your stuff?
It's in storage while I'm in between
apartments.
Hopefully by the next episode I'll have been given the heads up that I can move in at some point. That will be cool. But yeah, no. As for my own New Year's resolution, it wasn't one that I like sat down and said, this is my New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
It was, I just want to read more.
Read more? So that's a good one.
Like it's a pretty easy one.
Oh,
very,
dude, I may
attainable.
Add that. I may add that to mine.
It's been going well.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
You've been reading a lot of books?
I'm still working through my first book, but it's going really good.
That's good.
It's called Extreme Ownership by Jocko
Willink. You like take like a certain time out of the day just to like read a little bit every single day? And
not every day, but I'm definitely reading a hell of a lot more than I was before.
That's a good start.
Maybe like a couple hours every week.
Who's that douchebag that's always on YouTube ads? The dude with the garage full of books?
Do you get those too?
Yeah, all the
Mentor
time.
Mentor box? Yep. Hey, it's called Audible.
Who is that guy? Who's the guy?
It's Ty Lopez.
Yeah, Ty Lopez.
What a fuck.
Oh my gosh, dude. That guy. Every time I see that guy's face, it's just the most punchable face.
Also, can I speak from experience here?
Yeah.
I'm a CEO. I have not read 52 books in a year. That's not even fucking close. So,
dude, I just think that it's like all of his videos are just like a complete set. Like, I feel like it's like,
yeah,
why? There would be no reason why you would have all of those books in a garage with a Lamborghini. Why not just make your own library? If you got all this money, make a room, make it a library in your home.
What I don't get is
why in your garage? Oh, so I could show you my Lamborghini.
Well, do you know how I know it's like a scam? Is or at least it's not as good of a product as that they're promoting it to be.
Yeah.
Just make it an app.
Yeah.
If it was that great of a concept and you guys are that successful, it would be the Mentor Box app.
Yeah.
And it would be you go in, you pick your book, you pay your membership, and you got all the videos and everything all in one app.
Yeah.
That's why it's not doing well.
Yeah.
But I think, and I'm not 100% on this, but the way that Ty Lopez got all of his money was he hopped into the YouTube ad chain right when it first started. So he bought up like all of the ad spaces on social media and just was like pushing his program.
Yeah.
And made a fuck ton of money.
Really?
And that's how he did it.
Dude, that's how all those people get rich. They like, oh, it's like buy my program. It's like,
yeah,
program has nothing.
Yeah.
It's given me nothing, but hey, you got my money.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
and then it's like,
I saw a tweet or something. It was like, if those people were really that successful, they wouldn't give a fuck about putting out a course. That doesn't help them. That doesn't make them any money.
Yeah.
You know, relative to how much they think they have.
It's literally all like marketing. It's like just making money off of YouTube marketing.
Let me show you how you can drop ship and make $2 million a month.
Yeah.
And it's nah, like, I think I'm okay.
But you have to understand that a lot of people that do purchase that are the people that either A, didn't get a very good education and can't understand or see through the crap.
Yeah.
Two, it's like people that are just like down financially and they're just trying anything.
Yeah. They'll do anything to like try and figure something out.
It's like, oh, I'm just going to try this program and obviously I'm going to be a millionaire like he says I am. It's like, no.
Well, let's give some advice to those people then. If you go ahead and buy the course if that's what you want to do, but vet the course giver, like figure out who that person is. And if they are making a ton of money and they're not super specific on what their job is or what they sell, that's not the person you want to go to because it's probably from selling the course.
Dude, I saw an ad from some, I don't even know what influencer it was. This kid was like 18 and he was driving a Lamborghini, obviously his, you know, obviously his.
Didn't rent it for the video.
Didn't rent it for the video or anything. And all he said in the video was like, hey, if you want to learn how to make money like I did, then swipe up and, you know, subscribe to my program.
Yeah.
And it's like this, I was like, no.
It's the same thing for those fitness people. Like, oh, do you want to get jacked? It's huge for guys. Like, do you want to get shredded like I do? This is the program.
Have you seen that Instagram influencers and like influencers on YouTube that you can rent out like a private jet just to sit in it?
I have heard about
for
that.
For videos.
Yeah.
Just to sit in it.
Yeah.
Not fly anywhere.
It doesn't fly. It doesn't
just
move.
Just sit there and film a video. Anyone could sit in a private jet and just completely feed bullshit to people.
Oh, 100%. And it might even be smart. Like,
yeah. And it's like,
take advantage of the suckers.
Yeah. And it's like, that's all you're doing. It's like you're selling garbage to garbage people, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, if that's the kind of, like, if you're cool with living as like a scumbag heart, you know, do you, dog.
Yeah. Just do you.
Just do you. But
anyways, what is that all your New Year's resolution?
Yeah. Did you have any?
My New Year's resolution is that I'm trying to cut 20 pounds.
20 pounds?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Because right now I weigh 205.
Okay.
So
you want to get down
pounds.
To 185?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to...
How has that been going?
Oh, I've worked out every single day.
Nice.
I consistently work. It's mostly my...
I work out every day. It's consistent.
It's mostly my diet.
Oh, it's all diet.
It's 100% my diet.
Yeah.
Because I I'm that one of those people that justifies eating like shit because I just worked out.
Yeah. Oh, it's everybody like, does that to an extent. Yeah.
So now I just need to be consistent in what I'm eating.
Yeah.
And so Hannah and I are doing that together. What?
What are you like? What are you going to eat?
I mean, like clean proteins and more vegetables and fruit. And
have you thought about intermittent fasting?
No.
I think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
I do intermittent fasting and I haven't worked out in maybe like 4 weeks and I haven't gained any weight.
Yeah.
Like I haven't gotten fat or anything, which normally I would, and I still eat like shit.
Yeah.
So basically you just don't eat until noon.
I don't know. I've been doing a lot more cardio.
Oh yeah. Well, so. Does my mic sound weird when I like raise my, well, no. Anyway.
No.
Well,
I when think you, you're good.
When you're working out a ton, you obviously got to eat more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm doing that. Second one is obviously get a job. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a little one.
Probably
just
a little.
Just a little
probably
one.
A good
losing
resolution.
Weight takes precedent over that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dad should have started off with
Dad,
that.
I can't start looking for a job until I lose 20 pounds. How can you not understand that?
And then, I think I may add that reading thing. I'm going to add that to my list.
Yeah. I mean, the thing that I hate about New Year's resolutions is that when you don't do them, you like beat yourself up over it.
Yeah.
And like, or you go way overboard and you're like, I'm going to read a whole book a day. No, just start reading 5 pages and then put
nobody
the book down.
Has time to just shoot through a whole book in one day.
The rich people do.
Oh,
like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and all those motherfuckers.
I'm sorry.
They're like,
what you mean where their revenue is just constantly pouring in and
it's
they're
called,
just
yeah,
sitting
passive income. Yeah. 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 that you want to read books, dude, get a bunch of money.
Yeah. Dude.
You'll have all the time in the world.
Money.
You'll have all the time in the world and buy books.
And then the last one, Hannah and I are trying to go to like church every Sunday.
Oh yeah, so, me and Lauren do that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
dude, that's awesome.
So we're trying to do that every Sunday. And yeah, that's all my resolutions.
Oh, just gave away our religious affiliation the podcast. Oh no, they go to church. But they cuss like fucking sailors. They're going to hell.
What were we gonna say? Oh, we should probably get into the topic.
I was gonna say we're 20 minutes into this and we haven't even started the topics yet. So as most of you know, the college football playoff national championship presented by Tostitos was played last weekend with the LSU Tigers absolutely manhandling Clemson.
Yeah.
It was not even close. There's a notable alumni out there that went to the old Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Hey, I'm really proud of you guys. And,
let's just do a Coach O impressions.
I'm really proud of you guys. You guys have just fought all fucking season. Thank you so much for showing up every day. Go Tigers.
No, what he said the post-game interview, he's like,
keep it away. Take it easy on that cigar, boy. Go. I need you in the league. The Bengals, I'm going to do very good without you if you got the lung cancer. Go Tigers.
Dude, he's got like it's like Southern, like Cajun.
Yeah.
But like also sounds like he smoked 500 cigarettes before he like
before he opens his mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm going to read the rest of this in the rest of the segment title. There is an arrest warrant out for Odell Beckham Jr. He was apparently throwing around cash, lots of it, just blatantly and openly handing out handfuls of cold, hot Benjis.
Was he really?
Out to the players after the game.
It was a big thing on Barstool, I guess, because Burrow went on Barstool they didn't say that he confirmed it was cash, but I mean, you look at it, it's like, what else is he? The dude didn't print out Monopoly money to hand out to these dudes.
Yeah.
What's your take on that? Do you give a fuck that he did that?
Do I care that he threw out a bunch of Benjamins in the locker room?
Or that he was just this from the standpoint of handing players money after the game?
Oh, handing. I mean, that's extremely stupid. I think
it's stupid.
I think it's extremely stupid in the sense that
because it's so wrong in the eyes of the NCAA.
because it's wrong in the eyes of them. I wouldn't care if he was handing out. I don't care about that. I'm saying that if he knows he was in the NCAA at one point, he knows the rules. He knows that once he hands that money over to them, that it's a violation.
Yeah.
So why he did that
in public,
on camera, just so he can, you know,
flex,
praise himself for it, is stupid. I think it's extremely stupid. Now, I think that the NCAA shouldn't like overreact to that because it's not like
it's not going to become a recurring thing.
Yeah, like it was just like, oh, like they're celebrating. Like the thing. Okay, so for background for people that are listening, we're talking about after the game, Odell Beckham was in the locker room with all the players. He was throwing out money. He was celebrating with them. He slapped a cop's ass.
Just
that was in there.
Just double cheeked up on a Thursday. Yeah, open hand.
Yeah.
Give me that.
And
peach.
then he also
so he sexually assaulted a cop. Basically.
Yeah. And then while LSU's head coach was giving a speech after they just won the national championship, Odell Beckham decides to interrupt said speech.
Yep.
To put the spotlight on him.
It looks a lot. You know what it reminds me of is the dad whose son is on the team and the son wins the championship and the dad's like pouring Gatorade on himself. Like,
dude,
I did this.
Yeah. And then it's like the kid where he's like flexing like a national championship ring. It's like, did you play?
You were a walk-on, right?
Did you play?
Oh, you were the team manager. Oh, they gave you a jersey for the last four games of the season. Oh, you're a natty champion. Got it.
No, but dude, I think that it's just like the most mega douche move that Odell has done, like I've ever seen.
What also too is like after you explained it, because I was fine with him doing it until you explained it, because it made me start thinking of that makes LSU look so bad.
Yeah.
And LSU wants no part of this drama. Like,
right.
It was literally only Odell's fault
that
he did this.
Right.
And he has now he's now going to open up like a bunch of investigations into LSU. And now there's an arrest warrant out for him by the city of New Orleans. Called simple battery.
So do you think that he just turns himself in? He's just like, okay, goes to jail.
What if he gets arrested in like a year when they go play it at the Saints?
Or like, just like in the middle.
Do they even play the Saints? I don't think they do. Do the Browns play the Saints?
Yeah, I'm sure at some point. Wait,
I don't know football, so
let's see.
I know enough to have a competent conversation about it, but I don't know.
Yeah, they play the Saints.
So do you think he'll get arrested when he goes to play at the Superdome next year?
I don't know. That's a good question. Well, okay, this is obviously going to be resolved in less than a year.
Yeah.
I feel like he's going to resolve this as soon as possible, because otherwise it's just going to be hovering over in the news forever.
And that's the last thing that the Browns want.
Yeah.
Is more media attention.
Gosh, dude, the Browns.
What a hellhole.
Yeah.
What a hellhole of a franchise.
But so now the New Orleans Police Department has a warrant out for him, and he is a douche.
The university's athletic department issued a statement Wednesday saying that it was aware of the video showing quote-unquote apparent cash being given to players by Beckham and has been in contact with the NCAA and Southeast Conference regarding the matter.
Dude, I just think that celebrities, especially like celebrity athletes, I think that it's just so ridiculous how they think the rules don't apply to like any situation for them.
Yeah.
It's like, cool, you're an alumni, but like you just showed up and like, what?
Look at this. ESPN showing some blatant lying in their media. But on the Barstool Sports podcast, pardon my take, quarterback Joe Burrow said that the cash was real. That is a false statement. He never said that.
Never said that. If money was being doled out, cash is an example. Dude.
Damn. Fuck you, ESPN. That's why everyone, hates you.
They're rivals.
Yeah, dude. Well, I'm pretty sure Barstool was supposed to have a partnership with ESPN for their bowl game, right? or for no. Oh, Barcelona was supposed to have a bowl game.
Yeah, and then I think ESPN
just cord cut that shit.
Yeah, something like that. Because also, it was supposed to be televised on ESPN.
Yeah, no, ESPN is complete garbage. Their app sucks. Their streaming app is the worst thing I've ever used. ESPN Plus is a joke. Nobody wants to watch women's tennis. No one wants to pay $4.99 to watch the cricket qualifying finals in Western Australia. Sorry. It's just, you know, you guys are bleeding. You guys are bleeding talent and viewers for a reason. So figure it out.
There's only a couple shows on ESPN that I actually enjoy. But
First Take.
I sometimes enjoy. And then.
Oh, my God.
And then. What is it? The bald dude. What's his name?
Scott Van Pelt.
Yeah.
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 Do you know who Michael Rapaport is?
Yes.
Do you like him?
No, he's annoying.
Do you want to see him get absolutely bullied?
What do you mean?
Like, he gets bullied by Brian Scott. Do you know who Brian Scalabrine is?
No.
Brian Scalabrine is known as the white Mamba in the NBA. He was like this 6'9",
chubby white dude. I've seen him.
So he plays now for what's called the Big Three, which is like a new basketball league from Ice Cube for like former NBA players. But it's basically like a Big Three-on-Three thing, and it's pretty popular. But Michael Rapaport works as a sideline reporter for them.
Okay.
And after the game, he tries to interview Scalabrine and just gets bullied. Like, this is the most, if you hate Michael Rapaport, this is the most satisfying video you'll ever watch.
He's so annoying. Dude, when he worked at Barstool for like
5 minutes.
Why
is it not loading?
Awful, dude. He's just like one of those, he's one of those characters where he just yells at the camera and it's just like, dude, shut up.
He's the guy that's like, oh, you're from Boston and you have a Boston accent. You must be funny.
Yeah. It's like, oh, like, yeah. This dude is so stupid, dude.
All right. Ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. Here, I'll point the camera. I'll point this to you so you can see it. Okay, can you see it?
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm 6'9". I'm 260. I will bury
you. All right. Okay.
They won't find you and no one will miss you.
All right. All right.
The Big Three, not your Netflix show, not even your wife. And if they do catch me, they ain't going to care.
What?
They're going to understand. I'm not for this today.
Are you threatening me?
You can call it what you want.
What?
All right. Well, can I show some highlights or something? We've got some highlights of you today.
Oh my God!
No, all right, it's not today, okay, Scal? We're on live television,
dude. What?
Bullied? Absolutely bullied.
Oh my God!
That's
dude.
So fucking funny,
dude. Dude, the fear in his eyes there.
He looks scared.
because he's like, dude, he's like finally being someone towered over.
Yeah, because someone finally stood up to him and was like, no, fuck you, dog.
What did he ask that triggered him?
I don't know. He's an annoying piece of shit. I don't know what he asked.
He must have asked something that completely triggered him.
Yeah.
Let's see. Michael Rapaport.
Yeah. So for those of you that don't know, I don't know the full story of why he got fired by Barstool, but he got fired by Portnoy off a video that went on Twitter. Portnoy was like on vacation. He tweets out at Rapaport and was like, he's like, you're a punk fuck. You're fired from Barstool immediately.
Interview Big Three. So I want to read what he said. Oh, it doesn't even say.
You can point your mic at the laptop if you want to pick up the sound.
No, I'm not trying to play the sound. I just wanted to figure out if there was an article that said what like made him angry. Oh, okay. Here we go. So he sat Rapaport nonchalantly, sat next to Mobley on the bench, and went in for an interview with his arm comfortably over the former NBA star, who looked like he wanted to put some hands on the actor-comedian. Luckily for Rapaport, the cat didn't do so and just savagely told him to get off of him.
Was that... That wasn't Scalabrine, so, was it? That was Evan Mobley?
Oh, that was Mobley.
Is it Evan Mobley? I don't know. Anyway, Michael Rapaport is not a well-liked person, unless you're a fan of his. Like, he's like Trump. You either love him or you fucking hate him.
Oh, no. This was like this was another incident.
See? This happening multiple
times. This was another incident. So, I don't know. I'm sure he did something that pissed him off. Yeah, that article was like from like 2019. No. I didn't see that.
Yeah, he's annoying.
But yeah,
shit.
Odell, not a fan. I think that he's just always been like so flashy. And I think that now, after seeing that, I just really don't like him.
Yeah, I kind of lost a lot. Now that I've like thought about it more and like the, because he clearly wasn't thinking long term what this was going to do for people other than himself. Like, sure, he got a few minutes of clout, yeah. But this looks so bad. This reflects so bad on the NCAA and on LSU and like the coaching staff.
The whole money thing. Okay, he should have thought about that. The whole speech that like interrupting that speech. Douche move.
Yeah.
But I think that just like
slapping a cop on the ass,
like in a locker room, like while they're celebrating, they just won the national championship. No,
it was during like the cop was disciplining somebody else.
Why was he in there?
The cops were threatening to arrest the LSU players for smoking cigars in the locker room, and they just laughed at him. But it looked like a cop was approaching another LSU player and was like, is that alcohol? Like, it looked like the guy had alcohol with him.
Uh-huh.
And Beckham goes up to the cop and just slaps him on the ass. And he's like, why are you picking on these dudes? Blah, blah, blah. And that's why. That's like...
Okay.
So...
I still think that it's like...
Why is he there at all?
Why are you there? Just let him celebrate. I mean, like, I don't think it. I think the dude was taking his job way too seriously. I mean, like, I understand. I respect the police.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just think that in that moment, I think that you could have just, like, been. Because he looked a little bit.
Just avert your eyes.
He looked angry.
Yeah, just avert your eyes. Like, just walk. Like, why are you even in the locker room? What's going to happen?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that's super annoying.
Odell Beckham, not a fan.
Not a fan,
but
we'll steer away from sports a little bit. We'll get into some media and gaming stuff. Ricky, you just brought this up to my attention today. The highly anticipated game and the birth of the Keanu Reeves meme of him standing on stage for the game Cyberpunk 2077 is in fact delayed.
Yeah, it was supposed to be released in April and now it's being delayed to September 17th.
I have the statement if you want me to read that. Yeah. So this is from Marcin Iwinski, the co-founder of CD Projekt Red and the head of studio Adam Badowski. We have important news regarding Cyberpunk 2077's release date that we'd like to share with you today. Cyberpunk 2077 won't make the April release window, and we're moving the launch date to September 17th, 2020. We are currently at a stage where the game is complete and playable, but there's work to be done. Night City is massive, full of stories, content, and places to visit, but due to the sheer scale and complexity of it all, we need more time to finish playtesting, fixing, and polishing. We want Cyberpunk 2077 to be our crowning achievement for this generation, and postponing launch will give us the precious months we need to make the game perfect. Expect more regular updates on progress as we get closer to the new release. We're really looking forward to seeing you in Night City. Thank you for your ongoing support.
Okay.
Initial thoughts.
My initial thought is, okay, if you knew that the game wasn't going to be, okay, first of all, from that statement, if they wanted to be like the biggest game like ever in like the past like 10 years or whatever,
yeah,
then they should have just waited until the next gen consoles.
Yeah, 100%. Or don't put out a release date. Just say this game is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just be like coming soon. It's better to do that than to like put a date and you're not even fully prepared for it. It's like you should know that you're about to, in my opinion, if you have a game, you should have it. You should know that you can have it finished, developed at least 4 months before the release date.
Yeah. But let me play devil's advocate to you for a second.
Okay.
Would you rather the game come out in April and it be not as good as you thought it was going to be? Or do you think it's a smarter move that they're actually going to polish things up and try to make it as good as they can and suffer a little bit of backlash on the release date?
No, I think that that's fine. I think that that's fine. That's obviously the move. If it's not going to be finished, then you have no choice.
Yeah.
And I understand that. And obviously it is.
I mean, they could theoretically rush and put it out like Fallout 76.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I don't even want to talk about that. But it's like why I would have just released it with the next gen console. I agree with that. Because why would you? I don't understand the point of developing like this huge game and then releasing it at the end of the consoles now, at the end of their life.
Yeah, because PS5 is coming out holiday 2020.
Yeah, so people are going to be switching over to the new Xbox and the new PlayStation. So it's like
there's no way they're not thinking about that.
Yeah. Okay.
There's no way. They got this. That has to have come up in some board meeting. Like, look, we are pushing this to September. Why don't we just adapt it to PS5?
Is Cyberpunk going.
While Ricky does that, I'll
on PS5.
I'll take things over from here. So, in my personal opinion, I would rather see Cyberpunk 2077, regardless of what platform it's on, regardless of what console it's on. I am happy that they bumped it back because they think that there's improvements to be made. Because at the end of the day, people are going to like the game better if it has those extra things added onto it. So like the little polishes here and there, those differences that they make will be very noticeable if they weren't there. And if I were in their seat, I would much rather take a few weeks of people being like, oh, what the fuck? It's not coming out till September, rather than, oh man, it came out. Hey, this game fucking blows. Why didn't you guys work harder on this? Why didn't you take more time? It's like with Rise of Skywalker. Rise of Skywalker should have, one, that script that they used should not have been used. And two, they should have pushed it back at least another year so they could get into it. All right, Ricky, what'd you find?
So the developers said that currently they're fully focused on the current gen consoles. So, yeah. And earlier up here, it says that most of the facts are suggesting that it won't be on PS5 or Xbox, the new Xbox. But the thing that I would understand is that the new consoles are going to be backwards compatible.
That I think I remember reading something like that.
So,
well, Xbox for sure will be.
But that doesn't mean that it's going to have like the, like, it's still going to have limitations because it's a PS4 game. Because if you developed it for the next gen console, it would have been like way crazier.
Yeah. Graphic wise, loading wise, especially with the open world concept.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now it's like, okay, well, anyways, I guess you're just going to have to wait. I actually haven't been playing a lot of video games lately.
Dude, ever since you moved out, Overwatch is not nearly as fun.
Yeah.
Lauren and I have been saying that because it's lame having to pass the controller back and forth. It was more fun when like two people could be on
it at the
same time.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. That's why you got to have I'm waiting for them to do a cross-platform. So it's like,
yeah,
Lauren can play on the Switch and then you can play on that.
Yeah, that would be fun.
But
yeah. Do you think that'll happen?
They were discussing it.
I mean, I feel like they should. Because my younger brother has an Xbox and he has Overwatch, so we could easily just cross-platform there.
Dude.
And then you, me, Wes, Jack, Lauren just annihilate motherfuckers.
No version. They said that they're excited about the potential for crossplay support with Overwatch, but it's nowhere near.
Means no. So, yeah, we're excited about the idea of it. Yeah.
All of these articles say still needs a lot of work.
It's definitely come up in meetings. So.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah.
That's lame.
The release date. Sad. Sad. But
honestly, I'm
going to have to deal with it.
Are you going
to
buy this game?
Oh, dude, I always say I'm going to buy a game, then I always, like, forget about it.
Dude, I haven't even played Call of Duty in a while.
Still haven't bought Call of Duty.
You're a savage.
I'm a savage. Dude, I did finally finish The Mandalorian, though, last night.
Oh, my God, dude. Good, huh?
Yeah, it's really good.
God, what's his name? Giancarlo? The black bad guy.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
What does he play in Breaking Bad? What's his fucking name?
Dude, you're making me draw blank.
Don't look it up. Let's figure it out right now. He runs Los Pollos Hermanos.
Gus Fring. Yeah.
Gus Fring. Yeah, no, Gus Fring. Dude, he's such a good villain.
Dude, yeah. I was like, okay, I think his mustache in that was like bad though.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
It was like so stupid looking.
But they probably had to put something on there because they see him without it and they're like, God, he just looked too much like Gus Fring.
Yeah. Just without his glasses.
I've taken my meth operation intergalactic.
If he was wearing the same glasses, I would have cried, dude.
Yeah. What if he just wore the same outfit, like his little business?
Oh, my gosh.
Dude. I would have cried. That's so funny.
No, but it's really good.
It's one of those things, and we talked about this before. They didn't try too hard on it, which is good. They didn't make it too complicated. It's very straightforward.
Yeah.
Good acting, good action. Baby Yoda obviously steals the show.
Obviously.
Excited to see where they take it next season.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I have a feeling that's
going to be
like
released in like 2021, probably.
Well, it's greenlit for production now, so it's probably under but you're probably just doing it now.
Dude, every time I watch a show, like especially on Netflix, if I just binge the whole thing and then it's like, when will the next season release? Oh, they said it's going to be in 2021.
Fuck.
Okay, can't wait to remember this show for a whole year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, dude, what do you expect? What are they going
to
do?
It's like, oh, now I have to rewatch the whole last season because I don't remember anything.
Well, okay, well, look at it on their side. What are they going to do? Just like continue making episodes every week and being like, we can't starve him of content. Like, they want more episodes.
Yes.
It takes a long time to make these things.
I know. Dude, it gets annoying. But,
well, yeah, we'll just rip out a new season. It'll be out next week.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. In addition to our video game news, the PS5...
We're a PlayStation podcast, so we're going to talk about the PS5.
We're going to talk about the PS5
so
release date.
We got some key facts from Tech Radar, I believe. Yeah, Tech Radar, the source for tech buying advice, not a sponsor. The Sony PS5 will be the next-gen PlayStation console, replacing the PS4 Slim and the PS4 Pro. When will it release, you might ask? Holiday 2020, so between October and December. What can I play on it? Only a few titles have been confirmed, but expect all of the Sony's biggest... Shut the fuck up. It's going to have VR. How much is it going to cost? $400.
Where do you see that?
What will the PS5 cost? The PS4 and PS4 Pro were both $399, but we expect the PS5 will cost somewhat more. Leaks have suggested the $500 mark.
That's got to be for...
Oh, my heart.
No, I think... Okay, so...
Oh, it hurts.
So, Sony's not going to be at E3 this year.
They never go to E3.
No, they do. They do. But they're not...
They skipped out last year.
Yeah, they skipped out last year, and they're skipping out this year again. And I think it's because they don't want to release anything about the PS5.
It's a pretty baller move.
So, does it annoy people? Yes. But I think that Xbox, like Microsoft releasing all this Xbox stuff, is giving like Sony the chance to like, oh, it's like...
What are they doing? What can we fix?
Is there anything that we haven't done that they have in theirs that we can just...
Steal
best then.
Yeah. At. Yeah. What's our competitive advantage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen
That's a smart move.
Haven't seen a picture of the PS5. I just loved all the memes that I have. You seen all the memes where it's like
the logo designer about, for PS5.
Yeah.
It's just they took PS4 and just deleted 4 and changed it to 5. Fucking genius. That's literally the only thing they've unveiled is the logo.
Yeah. That's it. And then I think they've got like a couple. Okay, this is how I'm going to predict. I'm going to predict that it's going to be just like last time when they released these new consoles where Xbox had theirs priced at like $500.
Yeah.
And then PlayStation was like, oh, okay, well, we'll put ours at $400. And it's like
a smart move.
And then it's like, oh, shit, we should all get PS4s. It's cheaper. Like, obviously, they like not taking advantage of their consumers.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, now we have this PlayStation army and like they love the PlayStation and now they won't switch over to Xbox. And
it's true. I'll never buy an Xbox.
It's like it's hilarious. It's like in have you ever seen the episode in South Park where they do the console wars? It's like Black Friday and they're all trying to get Xboxes or PlayStations.
Oh,
On Black Friday.
Yeah.
And it's like Lord of the Rings themed where they're just like, where they like have battles and stuff. And then eventually it's the CEO of Sony fighting Bill Gates. Like, like Bill Gates is like covered in prison tats. It's hilarious. Gotta watch it if you haven't seen it.
Is there any scenario where you would buy the Xbox X?
No.
Over the PS5.
No, I don't. No. Okay. And the thing is I've already gotten way too used to the PlayStation like platform and the way that they set up like their home dashboard on the console. And I do not like Xbox controllers.
I don't either.
I hate them.
They're too slippery.
But I've also heard from people that play Xbox all the time. They're like, oh, I love this controller way more. I'm like, well, duh.
That's all you play.
It's all you play.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why.
I agree.
I like the smaller controller.
I like the PlayStation controller better.
It's like, I don't know.
Have you gotten a new controller, speaking of which?
No.
No, you're still riding the notepads.
I haven't been playing any video games. I've just been like watching Netflix.
Fair enough.
And stuff. So.
Like The Witcher.
The Witcher.
The Witcher.
Yeah, dude. I actually rewatched The Witcher again.
Again?
Yeah.
You're an animal.
Yeah, dude. I loved it. It probably
makes a lot more sense the second time through, huh?
Yeah, because there's a lot of like the timeline is very confusing.
Yeah.
And
oh yeah, because it's and this is no secret. It's like every episode is out of order.
Yeah, most of it's like out of order, and it's like you get really confused until you hit like I think there's like 8 episodes in the season.
Yeah,
and by the time that you hit episode 6, it's like oh,
that's that person.
Oh, well, I just watched 5 episodes, which were each like 50 minutes long.
Yeah, and you have no clue what the fuck is
going
on.
I finally come to a resolution that I sort of know what's going on.
Yeah.
So, but it's really good when you watch about it. It is really good. And I think that the second season is going to be really good and like more like, you know.
Are you good with Henry Cavill?
Yeah, dude.
He's great.
Yeah, dude. He's great in that.
Fuck.
What is that?
What, give me my coin.
What is the song?
Let me see if I can find it.
Toss the coin to your witcher.
Ross Boland from Ross Boland Podcast tweeted like a remix song of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, song's like low-key a banger.
It is. Toss a coin. It's like toss a coin to your witcher.
Yeah. That's how it goes. Did you find it?
No, keep them entertained while I find the right one.
Dude, did you ever finish Spider-Man? That Spider-Man game that you got?
No, I think I deleted it off my PlayStation to make room for Call of Duty.
Dude, I meant to ask you for that game, but then I
you want it?
That I probably won't. Look at this, dude. Do you see like the PS5 design that they got here? The prototype? This thing looks ridiculous.
No, let me see it.
I don't know if this is real, though. This could all be fake. It looks like a... Dude, what is... Right.
I don't know if this is the one I'm thinking of, but...
Okay. I think this is it. Yeah.
It's from Trap Nation. Don't sue us, guys. A lot of nudity in this show.
Dude, yeah. I was like, this is like such like Game of Thrones vibes.
Very Game of Thrones vibes. Even I've still never seen Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah, here we go. While the devil's horns
minced our tender meat. And so cried the witcher. Top comment. Love how they included Geralt saying fuck throughout the entire song. Toss a coin
to your witcher, oh valley. Dude, it's a banger.
It is a banger. Valley of plenty, oh. Toss a coin to your where does he say fuck?
I don't think he says that.
It says they included it in this song.
Oh, there's a scene where he says it in like the pub or something.
Fuck. So that's that.
That was live.
Yeah, what sucks with these headphones is they don't do the bass when I'm doing it through the Rodecaster, which is kind of annoying. Oh, you know what I watched? So now that my mom got Disney Plus for our family, so I have it now.
Nice.
I watched episode 3, The Revenge of the Sith.
Oh.
Not as good as I remember.
Well, it's still good.
I don't know, dude. I watched it very critically. And this is the biggest problem I have with the movie is that Anakin's turn to the dark side is just not believable.
It's not believable?
Because he goes in the first part of the movie, he's like killing Count Dooku and he's like this like gung-ho about the Jedi. Uh-huh. And then he like just, it seems like he just kind of on a dime, just kind of like devotes himself to Palpatine. But my favorite is when Palpatine is like goes full Darth Sidious after he kills Mace Windu.
Mm-hmm.
And just goes, good. The force is strong,
dude. But that's like the reason that he turns to the dark side is because it's like it's like an unnatural force that's like making him do it. It's not like a person like Like, I'm trying to, like, convince you.
It's like, it's like...
Like, there's more elements...
You give the dark side an inch, it takes a mile type of deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's more than just,
from
like,
there, yeah, from there, I can buy that. I think the problem was is that Hayden Christensen is just not a very good actor.
Oh, no.
He's just as, like, stone-faced and confused.
I mean, like, the... Gosh, dude, like, the very first Star Wars... What is it? The
episode 4 or the prequel trilogy?
The prequel trilogy.
Phantom Menace.
That one's terrible.
No, that movie sucks.
That one's terrible.
I watched a bunch of reviews on it and they're like, you know what would be a great Star Wars movie? Politics. Not Jedi in action. Politics.
I remember Attack of the Clones being pretty decent. But Revenge of the Sith isn't general. That's when General Grievous fights in that.
Yeah.
That General Grievous in that movie looks sick.
Yeah. Episode 3 is by far the best one of those prequel trilogies. But speaking of General Grievous,
what is this?
It's a TikTok.
Oh gosh.
Hello there.
Oh my gosh.
General Kenobi.
The General Kenobi meme is a big TikTok thing
right now.
Oh my
gosh, dude.
But yeah, no, Grievous is scary as fuck in that.
He's great. Anyways, PS5.
Anyways, yeah, PS5. You know what they need is a open world Star Wars game.
I think, well, they released that
Fallen Order.
Yeah, whatever that was.
That Jedi, I mean, that game looks pretty fun.
I think it was like semi-open world, but like, I think you're sort of like...
It's still kind of like a
structured
quest thing.
Yeah, sort of more like structured.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Agreed.
I don't know. Well, because in Battlefront, did they include, like in the new Battlefronts, did they include a campaign? I don't even remember.
I don't remember.
Or was it just strictly multiplayer?
I don't know.
I don't even remember. We've been sort of like... flinging doo-doo here and there on the topics, but
yeah, there were supposed to be Odell Beckham Jr. Cyberpunk and
PS5,
but we got way off track.
Oh dude, we didn't even talk about Beetlejuice though.
Oh shit, let's save that for the next episode.
Okay, yeah,
because we're at like an hour now.
Sorry guys, we talked about Beetlejuice and you're gonna have to wait
on and figure out what that is. That's a nice little callback.
Tune in next time to find out what Beetlejuice is.
And just to answer the last question, Battlefront 2 does have a single player story mode campaign. It takes place in the Star Wars galaxy, beginning around the time of the Return of the Jedi, but largely between it and Star Wars The Force Awakens. And depending on who you ask, the Disney trilogy is quite literally a hot piece of shit.
Still have not seen the new one.
Don't see it.
Have you seen it?
No. I know enough about it to know that it is the worst Star Wars movie I've ever.
Did you see that they hit a billion?
Yeah, like weeks after it was supposed to.
But they still hit a billion.
It's still not.
It just shows that, you know, if you do enough marketing,
you'll make $1 billion. Well, yeah. It's the most successful IP ever.
Yeah.
They're going to make money off it.
Yeah.
They destroyed Star Wars, though, with that.
I think we've discussed that on the other episodes. We agree on that.
We have. Okay. We'll wrap it up here. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Don't forget to subscribe. If you enjoyed this conversation, go ahead and check out any of our other episodes. You don't need to, but you'll laugh a lot more. We've got some crazy shit in older episodes.
And keep up with your New Year's resolutions.
Facts.
Because don't be that person looking into 2021 saying you're going to do the same shit and not do it.
Especially,
don't be that person.
Especially if you're the person that posts it on your Instagram stories.
Yeah.
You're the worst. We know life sucks. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.